our church, and we thought that it would be appropriate to set aside a few minutes for people to be able to give a report or give a response to some things that maybe God had done last Sunday or has done in the meantime as the result of last Sunday. And so if you are a person who feels that God has done something and you want to offer to him praise for that, we would like to give you an opportunity to come and just take, you know, a moment or two and to be able to share that, and we will rejoice with you as we rejoice. If you're a person who's in that boat and you're just bubbling inside and you feel like that you want to share, just go ahead and raise your hand. Okay, come on up. Anybody else who's thinking that they're kind of in that boat? Okay, we got another. Okay, and we got another, and we got another. Okay, so that's four.
This week, Pastor Keeble prayed over about, and there was this person who had kidney stones. Well, that's me. And I am so overwhelmed with his blessings because I went to see my urologist last week. And, no, yeah, last week. And I believe that I was healed because the doctor was actually ordering for another x-ray. And I said, well, I want you to order for a blood test first because I don't know if I am pregnant. So the doctor called me Friday morning, and guess what? I'm pregnant. I truly believe that God let this baby happen, but he knew I needed to be cleared of something. He knew that I need to be healed of my kidney stones and my gallbladder, and I praise God for everything because I don't think I'm going to survive with kidney stones, gallbladder, and a baby. So, praise God.
Sit up here at, while the other person is talking, so that way we can know that you're next.
There you go,
John. Dr. Keeble mentioned anybody here with a pain, in fact it was a rheumatic pain. I had a very awkward pain in my head, and I raised my hand. There were a few people who came around, placed their hands, and prayed over me. During the week, the pain has vanished, and I praise God for that.
Amen. Last week, as Pastor Reverend Keeble, he was calling, he made a statement. He said, there's a man out there, he said, he have a back problem, in the vertebrae in the back. And he said that God is healing him. And for the record, I just want to say in June of this year, last year of the 10th, I had a surgery on my back and the vertebrae is right there. And so anyway, it's in pain, but nevertheless, last Sunday when he called, he was asking some people, he was calling out people, he said, this man here has his vertebrae back there and God is healing him now. And I accepted the word of God, that God was healing me. But I had no immediate change. There was no immediate change. So the word of God came to me and said, we walk by faith and not by sight and feelings. It's not that what you feel. It's what the word of God says. And I accepted by faith. And I didn't stay for the other prayer, but to pray for again. So I said, if I know that he faith, I believe God has healed me, why should I go back and get prayer again if I know he healed me? I went on and left, and my wife asked me, did I go back to prayer? I said, no, I didn't. I said, I believe that God has healed me. But nevertheless, the pain was still there. There was no immediate change. So the word came to me, as the leper, when Jesus healed the man's eyes, put mud on his eyes, he told him to go to the pool of Siloam and wash, and he'll be healed. And so something, you know, God